Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I feel like at the top of each episode, I'm just going to be like, hey, sorry for my setup this week. Like, I'm aware of it.
That's it. Look, we can just include that.
We'll just include that. Hi, everyone.
I think it's important. I'm aware of where I am.
Hi, everyone. I'm aware of where I am. I'm aware of the quality of where I am. I'm aware of where I was last week at my home when we have the new setup. I'm aware of where I'm going to be next week, which is going to be in studio with Brooklyn. And it's going to be great. That's going to be so much fun.
It feels like it will probably feel like forever and like no time has passed.
We might need to have a parade. I'm serious, like a homecoming parade where everyone comes out and has mums.
Wait, I think we should do a high episode. Or do you think that feels like too much for like right off the bat?
No, I'm so down.
Okay.
That would be so fun for us to like get to the studio, let our hair down to our asses, and then like just kind of see where the wind blows us.
Okay, so we won't be high for that one. And then the next one we can get high.
Oh, like I'm giddy.
Yeah, that will be fun.
That's going to be hilarious.
Oh, and wait.
What?
I don't think I can get high for that one.
Oh, no, you have something.
I have an orthodontist appointment. Like, I actually almost have to leave slightly early.
Oh, dang. Okay, whatever. We'll just pretend.
To get high?
Yeah, off our own supply.
We could also get high step, like, in virtual mode.
We could. I just feel like we might lose track of where we are.
We are in the world.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I might.
Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Brooke and Connor.
She's both Brooke and Connor today. I am a computer husband once again. It feels nice to be back in my virtual bod. Who he's really built. Like if you're not watching, and I learned recently because I read the YouTube comments again, like which I you know, when am I gonna learn? There is one specific YouTube user with no profile picture that I'm just like, I strive for one day to make you happy. Like I've seen you comment on everything, like you're mad at every episode and it's something. And one day user, you will feel joy. And I'm going to try to make it my personal mission to make sure that you feel happy. Right now, I don't see it in the near future, but it will happen.
Mm-hmm. There are some people that always comment. They're like, wow, y'all like will never be happy, huh? And those people I want to kiss on the lips.
Yeah, that was the top comment this week on the last episode, which like I was so excited to open the comments because I feel like we've really like figured this out remote wise. We're almost there. I mean, I feel like our juju is back in motion, kind of a little. Not that it was gone, but we were figuring out the audio and stuff for a while.
Hearing it out.
And then that person was like, you guys are just miserable. Like, yeah. I was like clapping in my apartment. Thank you for stepping up.
Why are you home?
So I had a show in Dallas.
Yes.
And then I'm in San Antonio this coming weekend for March Madness with Wendy's.
Nice. Ooh, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. And so when I was leaving Dallas last week after the show, amazing show, it was at TCU, which I have visited one time when I had friends in college. And that was the trip where the UT was playing TCU. Those are both football teams.
You are frozen, which you probably know by now as your voice has gone out. We're figuring it out.
The last time that I was at TCU was for a football game between TCU and UT. And this was the time, I don't know if you remember the video, where I tried to put myself up on the fence and then I overshot the fence. But I still had my hands on the fence. So my body did a full-blown, like pommel horse, what's-his-face, twist over, except I landed on my neck.
I don't recall.
We'll have to put the video in. That's what I'm talking about. And then, Dad, I'm just going to have to be sitting out here in the living room. Okay. Okay. And we got Mimi off of all of her devices.
Yes.
We have Mimi off of most of her devices.
What devices does she have?
What devices is she connected to still? The only thing that's left on is her burner phone, my dad says.
Nice, so, nice, nice.
Whatever she's doing up there, whatever activities she's up to. Okay. Yeah, so that was the last time I went. So I go to, and Dad, thank you for slamming that door. And went to TCU. Such a fun college. It's so college-y, you know? It's one of those towns where it's just like all that's there is that college. And it was a great show. And then I get ready to leave in the morning. And Nick Becker, our friend, Nico Sway, texts me and goes, oh, miss you, dude. I'm playing in Austin today. And I'm on my way to the airport. I go, what time are you playing in Austin? He goes, 3:40. I go, oh my gosh, it's noon. I can make it. So I switch my flight to Austin. I Uber. I didn't realize he's playing this like fraternity sorority rush week thing.
You mean you could fly? Where were you going to fly?
I was going to Houston to see Max and my parents.
Right.
But Austin is the same distance. So I just switched my flight, same airline, same timing to just go to Austin. And then I Ubered to...
Where's TCU?
Dallas.
My God. Where is Dallas? Okay, it's fine.
There's only three cities in Texas. It's Houston,
and you have
Dallas.
To fly to all of them?
You could drive. It just takes 3 hours or else it's like a 40-minute flight. Not to be Kylie... Jenner.
So it would be like flying from Philly to New York?
Yeah.
I guess that's a 2-hour drive.
But there isn't a train. I would definitely opt for a train if we had one.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Elon. Build us a train. He won't. But it was really fun. And so then I went to Austin for one day, saw Nico and then some friends that are getting married. And then I came to Houston and now I've been in Houston and now I go to San Antonio in the morning.
My God, Connor.
It's just incredible.
Where's San Antonio?
San Antonio? I don't know, man. It's where the Alamo is, which you certainly haven't forgotten, right?
No, I wouldn't have forgotten that.
There's a couple things I'll never forget. The Alamo.
Yes.
9/11. And my lunch number from elementary school.
What was it?
I don't want to say because it's my password for everything.
Oh, hi, Max.
Is he here?
He's behind you.
Max, come here.
He's right behind you.
Okay, you can see him.
Aww.
He won't listen anyway.
How was your reunion?
It was really good. He definitely remembers me. It's one of those things where it was like a little
bit. I hope so.
Well, it was delayed and I was like, oh, God. And then like 2 seconds later, he they're so smell dependent, you know?
What's the longest you've been apart?
This.
What was it? How was it? How long?
4 months? 3-4 months, yeah.
Wow.
Someone accidentally messaged me, like meaning to send it to their friends, and they were like, truly deadbeat. This is so sad. And then you can't unsend messages anymore on Instagram, which like is funny because when you send, you know, that first message, you're usually able to be like, oh, unsend.
Yeah.
But now like if it's your initial message to somebody, you can't unsend it. And she's just like, I'm sorry. Like that was not meant for you. And
that's
I was like,
that's a tough one to see.
Yeah.
Did you respond?
No. Oh no, 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 no. I didn't respond.
Damn.
What are you going to do?
My cat, Rob.
Yes. Wait, we need an update on your small family.
Like a single mom who works 2 jobs and loves her kids and never stops has never rung more true. Oh my God, like a flip has switched in the worst way. It used to be John.
A flip has switched?
Like a flip has switched. Yeah, a flip is. Yeah. Oh no, a switch is flipped in the worst way.
It seems like things are getting better.
There was a day of them getting better before the tides really shifted. So what happened was John was the original screaming bloody murder sound I've never heard. And Rob was like timid under the bed. And then there was one day when like John stopped screaming and Rob was like coming out of his shell where everything like seemed fine. And they were just like kind of, they both slept in my bed, just like different ends. And everything was seeming fine. Then tides shifted. Rob has now become the aggressor. John is scared for his life. Rob will not leave my side. He's so obsessed with me in a way that I've never seen anything be obsessed with anyone. If he's not touching me, it's like the end of the world. He'll scream. Which, like, I like, but it's just so sad because if John comes near me, he's so territorial.
It's
Rob claims my bed, and John can't come in my bed because Rob will attack him. And I tried locking Rob out, and he just screamed and screamed and screamed and screamed. There's no winning. I can't imagine. Rob's attacking John. Poor John is scared. I'm miserable.
No one's reached out to offer any solace.
No, I mean, I'm hopeful that it will, like, Rob will just calm down. Like, this is normal enough, I think, but, like, I'm so sad. Like, my poor, poor John. Like, John, like, will try to come cuddle with me in the bed, and it's just like, Rob is like, no.
I think it's just going to get to a point where they're just used to it. They have to. Because the tide went.
Well, what's worse is now John is used to it. He's completely resigned. It's devastating. He just sits in his cat tree, like, limp like a noodle, and he's like, I can't come down or Rob will attack me.
I think it's like relaxing. Maybe
no,
that's
he's not. Like, it's so sad. It's so sad. And I got Rob for John, obviously. Ugh. And it's like sad because I love Rob. Like, I love the guy, I really do, but it's like, please, Rob, like, I'm begging you, like, this is your brother.
Yeah, it's
like,
really
imagine what it would be so amazing if we could all just be a family.
It's got to be on their terms. I hate to break it.
And I'm doing everything that everyone says. Like, I'm feeding them on opposite sides of a door. I'm giving them both treats. I'm giving them the same amount of love. Like, I literally get up every hour and go into the other room to give John a kiss and whisper in his ear, like, you're my firstborn. Like you're my baby. Like, this is your brother's acting up right now. Like, it has nothing to do with you. Like, everything's going to be okay. You're doing great.
I feel like you might give him a complex, though. Then he's like, I was here first vibes.
I don't think he speaks English. I think he just, like, hopefully, like, gets the vibe. You know?
I don't know anymore.
But, like, I did not see this coming with Rob being the complete powerhouse of the cell.
The tide shift. It's like politics.
But he also, we went to the vet on Monday, me and Rob, because there's weird stuff in his ears.
Yes, that's good.
Yes, got to the vet. They said, we canceled your appointment, which was sweet of them to let me know. So we're going back today, and I think it's ear mites, which has been good because he sleeps with his ear and face on mine.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously I hate the word mites.
Yeah.
When you put the word ear in front of it, ear mites, like, no. I want to know, like, maybe if we named... I want to know, do I hate the word mites because it's like a little bug in your ears? Do
but
I hate
it is, yeah.
Ear mites or like...
Multiples.
If it was like ear flowers, would I be like, oh, like it's ear
no,
flowers.
It would have the association of what mite has.
Fuck
but
mites.
It would also, there. Like if it had... Well, listen, mite is also means like I might do this. So there is another meaning to the word mite, and because it's ear mite and you know what it means.
Yeah, that is so true. I love talking language.
You know? No, you're a linguist at heart.
I am a linguist, and it's nuanced. It is nuanced.
Yeah.
I can't stop saying avant-garde. Do not know what it means. Not looking into it. That is so avant-garde.
There are some words that, like, I use but and like receive a lot, but like, could I give you a definition? I don't think so. Like, ahead of its time?
You can... Wait, are you saying the phrase ahead of its time?
No, I'm saying, like, is that what avant-garde means? It's, like, very, like, it's avant-garde.
I don't know if it's, like...
People or works that are experimental, innovative, and often ahead of their time. Whoa. Author much?
Wow. Wow, it's really freaking me out every time I looked right next to you and I see that pot with the wig on it. It does look like me. That pot with the wig on it does look like me. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
In many ways.
Wait, Connor?
Yeah.
I guess that's it about the cat. It's been horrible. But like,
I truly with my chest believe that it's going to get worse before it gets
better. People really, like, besides the people that are, like, you're killing them, in my DMs. Like, most people are like really supportive and saying that like this just, it takes time. But I'm wondering if like I need to start like over with the introductions and like keep them separate again, which is hard. I literally can't. Like, if I lock Rob up, it's like, it's brutal. But
I don't see how like locking them up for longer apart would,
because then you just like start the slow intros over and they're supposed to like warm up to each other better. But like,
I like what you're doing.
It's not working, Connor.
Well, I think that it has been worse in the past, like with people. Like, I'm sure that there's been a worse thing that's happened. I think you were doing exactly what you need to be doing for your home. Luckily, you have space. Imagine doing this in like,
I'm your so old lucky to have space. Like, yeah, if they were like confined, because John can have his full, John really takes the front of the house and Rob takes the back. Like, mm-hmm. Rob's been in my office in my room and John's been in the like living room with his tree. Yeah. But my God, those boys are going to drive me to drink.
I know it, Chica.
Oh. You,
I mean, like I said, I think it's going to get a lot better very quickly. But I don't think that you should go back to like keeping them apart.
I'll ask the vet today what she thinks. She's nice. She's really nice.
I called the vet this morning too.
Did you know there's a new Hunger Games book?
Hang on, sorry. This is so not like me, but my computer's glitching.
Are you?
It's crazy that I get like a very specific type of news from just your Instagram story. And it's not even like you telling me and I never talk to you about it, but I'm like, oh, new Hunger Games book. Interesting. But like, that's never been published. It never comes across my desk. It's literally just your stories. And I'm like, oh, cool.
There's a new Hunger Games book out.
Wait, and where did we leave off in the Hunger Games?
Okay, so we had the original trilogy, which you claim to have read before.
I actually read
else.
It first. I think before I was one of the else. First. I okay. was one of the
you
first.
You discovered the Hunger Games.
I think I really, truly, like, I think Suzanne Collins actually slipped me one of the manuscripts before.
You got an arc.
It was published.
Yeah, you got arcs of all three. And then there was The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which was the last one that came out, which is the origin of President Snow and his story, which I still have like serious qualms with that one.
The movie or the book?
Both, because it's like in that story, like you see him, like he starts off as like a relatively like good enough guy. And then there's like a shift that kind of comes out of nowhere. And then he's like kind of evil, but he never becomes anywhere near as evil as he is in the Hunger Games books. And so I thought in this book, which is Haymitch's story, you know Haymitch?
I love
So him. This is Haymitch's games, okay? So
he's in the game.
This is when he's in the game. So like Katniss and Peeta aren't born yet.
Oh.
But like he's friends with their parents. So it's like a lot of like connections. But I was like, okay, maybe here we'll see like President Snow is like not as evil as he was in the original trilogy, but like maybe he's finally getting there and we see how he... that evolution. No, now he's completely like sinister, most evil person in the world. And I just still don't understand how he got there. And that's pissing me off. Thanks.
Right. Now, well, what's cool is that Susan Collins is printing money because she can just be like, well, we're actually going to go back. We're doing Haymitch now. And we're going to meet a new character in here. And then people are going to be like, I'm obsessed with him. Well, we're going to give you his backstory in the next book.
But
it's actually insane.
No, it's she's. But like she has the talent to back it up. So it's
right. Of course. I mean, we're looking at a Harry Potter type situation where it's just like, and wait.
No, J.K. Rowling could do so much more and she hasn't.
But
the people have, thank God. Like there are fan fictions about like Harry Potter, like his dad and like that group.
I wonder, like this is crazy to say, but I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that like Jennifer Lawson.
Nope.
Wait, what's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
I was like, J-Law. Jennifer Lawrence, like, and what's his name?
Josh Richardson.
Square face. Josh Richardson. He, like, I wonder if they're just too expensive to book now. And it's like, okay, well, we can get Woody Harrelson for sure in the movie. So
no,
it's like,
Woody Harrelson wouldn't be playing his 16-year-old self.
Oh, my God.
So we're actually
that's actually great because like it's actually opened up a lot of windows financially for her to cast people for the movies. And guess what? Guess who could play 16-year-old Woody Harrelson?
You.
My stupid ass. Maybe. Potentially.
I think they're going to do another. I hope they'll do like another like Tom Blythe, like someone who hasn't.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had qualms with the President Snow story, which was the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. This one is like so good. I feel like we're back like to the level of the original trilogy. Like maybe you should read it, Connor.
Maybe I should, but guess what? I'm not going to read the last book. So
I don't think you don't need to read the.
Oh, maybe I will. Songbird. How far along are you? What trimester in the book?
I'm 70%.
Oh, well, that's not fun. I should have joined you right at the beginning of this one.
You know, we're doing it for my book, Bookshelf. That's the book this month.
That's the book, huh?
That's the book of the month.
You know, I spelled book, B-O-O-K-E the other day.
I love that.
I couldn't figure out why. Hello, open up the schools.
But it's so good and it's so devastating because you know, like you become so attached to all these characters and you know Haymitch is the only one coming out of there.
Well, unless there's something that hasn't been told, you know, like I know that technically that's it, but like Suzanne really has us as clay in her hands. She's molding our brains.
But like, you know that like Haymitch, like he's like, I don't drink. Like I don't need that stuff. So like, what happens to him to make him like the like an alcoholic? It's like, oh, it's horrible.
Maybe he had to introduce two cats from the shelter.
It's even, believe it or not, it's actually worse.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's so good.
Okay, well, maybe I'll look into it after I finish this Long Island.
I was about to say, how's Long Island compromised treating you?
It's like really.
It's really what?
It's really something, man.
This is your problem. Like, you picked that because you liked the cover. Like, read something that, like, actually, like, you would like. Like, you're forcing yourself to read these, like, random bookshelf picks.
I know. I am going to read this. I guess it's, like, a self-help book, but someone recommended it that
those
I tried.
I'm so sorry to those of you who love self-help, but, like, that's homework. Like, Why are you doing this to yourself?
I'm someone who, like, if I walk into a movie, like, I want to have a personality change on my way out. Like, I
agree.
Be like, I walk out, and same with a book. You know, like, I don't think
fiction
I'm gonna get a personality.
Can do that.
I don't know if I'm gonna read a Hunger Games book and be like, I'm gonna change my life now.
No, but like sometimes.
Mimi has entered the chat.
Hey, Mimi.
You want to come say hi to the podcast? Yes. She's on the screen. She's not physically here. Here, you have to talk into the mic. Oh my gosh, wait.
Hi, Mimi.
Brooke.
How are you?
Good. I'm here in Texas.
Are you living there now?
Well, I've been here for about 8 months, but I'm going back to Sun Valley in May.
Really? I bet it'll be good weather by then.
That's why I chose May.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Where are you?
I'm in LA in our studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting us have Connor.
Of course. I'm happy to share him. How's Max been?
He's been great. In fact, I'm taking him over to the dog park right now.
Oh, that'll be fun.
For his morning run.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, he loves it.
Oh, I bet.
Thank you. Carry on.
Bye, Mimi.
Bye, Mimi. Yeah, Max does love his runs. He's absolutely lazy bones right now.
I bet him and Rob would get along.
I bet they would too. He actually is coming around to cats, which is nice because my dad does this thing where I'm like, he doesn't like cats. And my dad's like, oh, I mean, maybe he hasn't met the right cat. And I'm like, you're going to, whoever's cat you're, and what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Insisting on him meeting, like, you will have blood on your hands, cat blood.
Not with Rob's claws. Poor John, like, I can't. Okay, sorry. I love seeing like people's parents like style and like seeing how that influences like their kids' style.
Yeah, that's always fun. I totally agree.
Like this is like you.
I want to see what you're seeing now.
It's just like a lot of like crisp white.
Yeah, I mean, I'm moving away from the crisp white because I like the cozy vibes. And my whole apartment right now, the walls are white, yes, but the ground is like dark wood. Wait, look at this. I painted this when I was in high school.
You're so talented.
Are you able to see that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Thanks. It's really nothing. I threw it together last minute.
Wait, can I say one more thing about books?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've told the podcast this, but I have been on the hunt for like a bookstore cafe where you can like drink coffee and work, and it's attached to a bookstore. I found one the other day in Culver City, and I was telling Izzy, I was like, Izzy, there's a bookstore attached to a cafe in Culver City. Like, did you know this? And I had been telling everyone else too that like there's this amazing place called Books and Coffee in Culver City that like it's Books and Coffee. Like, oh my God, you won't believe it. And Izzy was like, oh yeah, is it, what's the name?
Village Well.
Is it Village Well? And I was about to respond like, no, it's Books and Coffee. And then I just happened to, like, when I was texting you, Izzy, have the receipt. I had a book that I bought, like, with the receipt in it. And I was like, let me just, like, take a look at that receipt, Village Well.
Yeah, 100%.
So I had missed the title of the store, and under it, it said Books and Coffee. But I have told everyone and their mother about this new bookstore, Books and Coffee.
It's honestly good because no one's going to come try to find you at Books and Coffee because it doesn't exist.
Yeah. But I have been like screaming Books and Coffee from the rooftops. And it's super close to the, did you know about the Romance Only bookstore?
No.
Yeah, the Ripped Bodice, Connor.
The Ripped Bodice?
The Ripped Bodice. This whole time I thought it was just in New York, and I was like, I need to go to the Ripped Bodice in New York one day. Saw on TikTok, no, the first location of the Ripped Bodice is also in Culver City.
Oh, wow. Culver City really.
Culver City's like popping off right now.
Popping off in a big way.
So I went to the Ripped Bodice after I went to Books and Coffee. And I did not know there was a book convention this weekend called Shelves in the City. Okay. It was like literal Black Mirror when I walked in there. All these influencers, like ring lights, like swarming the aisles. It was like, whoa. It was like book talk, like in person. It was crazy to see.
Shelves in person. That's like two things that I would never feel like I would hear together in the same sentence.
It was wild to see like that community like out in their element. It was beautiful to see them at the Ripped Bodice with their
ultimately bodice. It is beautiful
to
see people at the Ripped Bodice. Just don't get me wrong, and don't get it twisted either. Okay,
I'm starting a BookTube.
You're going onto YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Now that I have like a soft deadline coming up, it feels like a really good time to start a YouTube career.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So
that's good.
Tune into that and everything like that and all that.
All that jazz.
Thanks.
That's exciting. I had a dream that I just remembered that I need to say, and I know that with like no one gives a fuck or a shit about dreams when people talk about them.
Pending.
This is a little timely and this is a little bit relevant. I had a dream that we had Bowen Yang and his co-host from his podcast come on our podcast, but it wasn't Matt Rogers, his co-host. It was like another one, and me and you, they went and sat down and they never told us who the other name was. So we were like,
oh, that's hard.
Hey guys, we're here with Bowen Yang and Brooke, you can say the other one. And you're like, and we're here we are. And everyone behind the cameras was like, like, say the name. And we were like, yes. Oh my gosh, Bowen, and your friend is here. And you, how close are you? When did you guys meet? Like, it was like a 10-minute thing of like you and I trying to like get this person's name. I can even picture the face of this person, and it's like I made up this face. It's not a real face, but
that's we not were possible. Just.
I know it's impossible, but I genuinely like I did recognize this person, but it was like it must have been someone who was maybe like in an Uber pool with me at some point.
Yeah.
And like it
like
saved
in the archives.
It saved in my bookmarks, but it was me and you sitting there drenched in sweat in the studio, panicking, being like, Bowen Yang, and
that's hard.
Introduce us to your
friend.
Nothing
like watching that happen to someone in person.
I mean, it was just like I woke up just feeling so sick about the podcast and like our guests coming on and being like, we don't know their names.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Someone told me recently that they were talking to Bowen Yang. And I do think it's possible this was a lie. Okay. So keep that in mind. But that they were talking to Bowen Yang and like brought us up for some reason. And he was like, oh yeah, I know who they are. That's the end of the story. So Bowen Yang might be aware of us, which is cool. I freaking love the guy.
That is cool. And now
I want to say again, that could be a lie.
I don't think it's absurd. I also don't think that that's a compliment for him to be like, I know who they are. Like,
oh, to me, that
say,
is.
He didn't say they're so funny, but at least like it's better than my dream where I said, I don't know who your co-host is, but it's Matt Rogers. I do know that.
Of course.
Las Culturistas. Now he knows that we also know who he is, which
well,
I'm sure
we've
he'll be-
spoken like in depth about Bowen Yang in terms of like how I always think that's the name of the planes.
Oh, yeah. Well, now he can sleep easy knowing that we know who he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be able to,
which
like,
I'm sure he was
cock
worried
out. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be rocking out with his cock out on the new apartments.com website commercial.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I've seen it 400 times.
I've been watching new TV and stuff. I'm going to put a TV in my room, which is something that I've avoided for up till now because I think that it will keep me pretty bedridden to do so, but I am going to pull the plug. And by pull the plug, I mean put the plug into the wall.
Into my wall.
Yeah.
And well, I was thinking about doing the same, but it's just for going to bed. Like, I don't want to like get so tired out in the living room on the ground with my head locked
yes,
up.
Connor. That's what, I mean, that is what I'm telling myself, but like, I know what's coming.
I have no problem getting my ass up in the morning. Like, I don't think I would roll over and turn on the TV.
No, I don't think that either. I think it's a matter of when I get back into bed for that 1 p.m. siesta, I think that could lead into staying till 8 a.
8 a, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think, I mean, it's good to fill your mind with knowledge, and a lot of knowledge comes from the TV these days. I'm also going to put a TV in my room, but it's going to be the size of like a microwave. And it's going to be just for, get this, there is some like radiation emission or something that comes out like a high pitch TV sound that only comes from the TV. It doesn't come from a phone that like, I don't even care. The TV could be muted, but I can hear this sound.
Okay.
And it's like a calming sound. That's what I want the TV in my room for.
Get a noise machine.
But it's not going to emit that thing. I think it's genuinely radioactive, like a high frequency pitch that only I can hear, me and mosquitoes.
I told you about the mosquito machine in Florida, right?
I want to suck your blood?
No, there's my whole life. Whenever I go to Florida, there's this like horrible.
The high pitch thing that keeps mosquitoes and bugs away.
The,
yeah.
Yes, the mosquitoes and bugs away. And a few summers ago, I walked out and I was like, did you guys get a new machine? I can't hear it.
Your old ass.
My old ass aged out of that frequency.
That was
the probably the biggest existential
that's
crisis.
Like, that's
that
like
I've
finding
had.
finding a gray hair in your ear. Do you remember that that thing on ringtones? Remember it was like a flip phone. This is gonna age me. We used to sit in class in high school and play the frequency as high as it would go, and like we'd all set our ringtones for text to that frequency, and the teacher couldn't hear it. But that's how we would all know that we were texting and like getting texts.
Oh, damn. I didn't know about that.
It was like, I want to apologize to the substitute teacher who got fired because we convinced him that we were allowed to watch Ted 2. My bad. My bad. That was our fault.
That's horrible.
And you did not deserve that.
That's really horrible.
Yeah. And he was really nice too. Like so nice that he
That's breaking my heart.
I know, but like some effing narc told on us.
That's really, really bad.
You didn't tell on us, you told on him. Yeah. That was like some class where like honestly Ted 2 was more educational than whatever we were learning in that class. Mm-hmm. The main teacher for that class, listen to this, worked their entire career. Never took a day off, and then took the entire year off our senior year. We had a substitute teacher in for the year.
Is that like, was that a sabbatical?
Like never took a year because he was a coach too. So he was not only a coach, but a teacher, and never took a day off because his season was different than like the teaching. It was like over the summer he basically coached. So, or wait, opposite, whatever. He never took a day off for like years and years and years. And so he had like 85 days off consecutively, and he used all of his, and it rolled over, you know, year after year, and he used them all my senior year. And he used to provide us before each test the answer key, and he's like, just fill it in.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and that shows. I was top of my class, by the way. I graduated 11 out of my class.
I will never forget in fifth grade, we had a test on Mesopotamia, which, like, by the way, what is that?
I was hoping you asked. You may be entitled to compensation if you or one of your family members developed Mesopotamia after working in a factory near drywall.
So we had a test on Mesopotamia. And in the directions before you started the test, it just said, like, raise your hand before you answer any of the questions. So I raised my hand and my teacher just came around and wrote an 100 on the test.
And 100.
And she wrote in 100 on my test. And I was like, weird. So then once everything was said and done and everyone handed their test in, she was like, by the way, like, I just wanted to see how many of you actually read the instructions. Only half of us did. And so it was an automatic A just for reading the instructions, because she was just so pissed at all of us for, like, never reading
the instructions.
Raise your hand. Those were the instructions.
Oh.
So she was like, I just am rewarding the people that read the instructions, basically.
Honestly, like, great, because that's teaching a skill.
She was teaching a skill. Guess so I what? Had actually gotten a 200 on that test because I blew it out of the water with my knowledge about Mesopotamia, which to this day shows.
It shows. I don't know why the word Mesopotamia is reminding me of, like, fingernails, but I obviously wouldn't have gotten a 200, but I would have raised my hand.
So you would have gotten an 100 plus.
An 100. Yeah, I probably would have gotten in that 100.
Yeah.
But I think that that's an important skill to have.
I was pissed, honestly.
Oh.
Because I got an 100 anyway. I was like, I worked my ass off for this.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. God, oh, my gosh.
You okay?
My whole ass is completely numb. I'm sitting on the ground. But, yeah, I'm okay. Like, at the end of the day, perspective is so key. My ass might be asleep, but guess what? At least I know it's going to wake up.
So true. Speaking of perspective.
Yeah.
Have you seen the TikTok trend that's like, she doesn't know it yet?
Yes.
But in 2 minutes, her husband's about to fall off the back of that jet ski and be decapitated, changing her life forever.
Post that video.
What?
Nothing. No. Go ahead.
Connor, I can't with that trend. It's driving me insane.
Yeah, no, it's very, very annoying. It's very, very annoying. Yeah, she doesn't know it yet, but in 10 minutes, she's going to blank. Guess what?
It's scaring the shit out of me. She doesn't know it yet, but in 60 seconds after this photograph, she's about to feel a slight tingling in her arm.
Stop.
Drop to the ground. Call 911 in the nick of fucking time. Heart attack. Like, I don't need a reminder that anything can happen in 1 second.
Ellie Goulding already told us.
And I agree. Like, it is so horrible, that trend. Yeah. It's eating me alive.
Yeah, it's really crazy. But trends, that one's on its way out, I hope. No one's even really done it, like, a funny one yet.
No, I was like, I wanted to do a spoof on it. Like, I don't know. Over the weekend, like, he doesn't know it yet, but I don't know. I can't think on the spot, but, like, something funny.
I might be able to post one, because it was 5 years ago yesterday that I got fired from my last job.
So he doesn't know yet, but he's about to get fired. No, yeah, you need to do something that's like, you make up something.
Oh, he doesn't. Okay.
Anything that actually happened, like, it's not funny. Like, you need to do something creative.
Well, it was kind of funny because cousin Logan came in my door right before and she was trying to give me a mimosa. And it was like a work day. And I was like, Logan, I am at work. Like, some of us have a job here, you know, in the COVID house. We may be all grouped together. And we're what's it called when we were in a house?
Quarantining.
But, like, I still have a job. Okay. 60 seconds later. You have been selected to no longer have a job. Congratulations. And so he doesn't know yet, but he is about to drink that mimosa in about 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss it, man. I really do.
I'm sure.
I miss the rage.
I know. What a time.
I have been, you know, at my parents' neighborhood for a while now, for like 3 days. And we've been golfing. And we've been...
Every time you send me a Snapchat of, like, your surroundings in Texas, I'm just like, what? I don't get Texas.
What part is confusing to you?
It's like Florida. It looks like Florida, but it's not.
It does kind of look
like Florida.
Why are there
deer everywhere?
Because there's land everywhere.
This is where people hunt.
I know. It's like hunt, like it's like southern like that, but it's also reminding me of like West Palm Beach. At least where you live, Richie.
Just golf course, Richie. Okay, now I know that you aren't talking. Your daddy owns the lake. My family just lived near it.
I never heard you talk like that.
I'm just talking like holes. The duck may swim on the lake.
You know that was Sigourney Weaver?
Brooke's daddy owns the lake. Yeah, of course I know that's Sigourney Weaver. Okay.
Sorry.
What is her name? Madame Tussaud in that movie?
No.
What is it? Little Miss Kissy.
Something else that's not that.
What is it?
Something else.
Mama Snakeskin.
It's Mama, not Mama Juju.
Mr. Man. Mrs. Man.
No.
Man, Mr.
Do you know
Mr. Man.
The warden.
Warden Walker?
Oh.
Wait, who was the one that with the nails?
That was Little Miss Kissy.
The slasher.
The hash lady.
Yes. No, Sigourney Weaver was the warden. But wasn't she something when she was younger, or was that a separate?
No, that woman got killed by
that
the
woman. Who was that?
That was Kissy. Kissing Kate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kissing Kate Barlow.
Yeah. I gotta watch that movie. There's a throw up scene in it, which is why I could never.
No, you're thinking of the peaches.
Nope, someone threw up out of dehydration.
I have to tell you guys something, and it is not something that I'm proud of. But I didn't know Mimi was gonna walk up, and I farted right before she stepped right over me and took the mic. And she didn't even say a word. Like I was like, that's pretty impressive.
Do you think she knew?
It's hard to say. I don't think she would say anything. She's very classy.
Yeah, she is very classy.
She doesn't fart right before people walk up to go breathe into a mic.
Do your like parents talk about that kind of stuff?
Fart?
Yeah.
No. Like, it's funny. Like, I have a video of my parents, like, this year. I guess my dad farted. And my mom said, that was the first time in our marriage in, like, 40 years that I've heard your father fart.
Whoa.
And he didn't even know she was in the room.
Wow.
I gotta post that video. It's really funny. I was like, I thought someone fell down the stairs because my mom was laughing so hard. It's very funny. Okay, well, anyways, I've been in this neighborhood and I'm going around everywhere and like every tree has like a plaque in front of it. And it's like to our beloved, like Richard. And I'm like, if I die and you put a plaque in front of a dusty old tree, I'm going to be haunting you.
What do you want?
Not a plaque in front of a tree.
In memoriam, what do you want?
I can wrap my head around a bench, honestly. Like I could see, come sit on me. But I don't want it to be a normal bench. I want it to be in the shape of my body. And I want to be laying like planking type thing, but like looking up. So like on my back.
So a statue?
Yeah, but you can sit on me.
A statue.
A statue that you can sit on, yeah. A statue with utility.
You could do you like squatting so it could be like people are sitting on your lap.
I love that, but I want like 15 or 20 of them.
Okay, just a bunch of you squatting.
Maybe I just want to park with a bunch of statues of me. the memorial park of Connor. Because I love sitting. Like that'd be actually, a bench would be perfect for in memoriam of me.
So a bench and a statue?
He always needed a place to rest his fat ass in memoriam. Yeah, I just like really, what would you do in memoriam?
Maybe like a wing of a bookstore.
Oh my gosh, you want a wing?
Yeah.
My daddy owned the wing.
I could have said the whole place.
You could have, but a wing is very classy.
An aisle?
A wing is giving old money, Brooke.
Really?
Old Money Efron walks into the wing of her bookstore.
Old Money Efron.
Oh, it's nice. Foreshadowing, ain't it?
How was your April Fool's?
I just like, it pisses me off.
I agree.
I'm all for pranks, but like a day of pranks for everyone doesn't sit right with me because some people were born to prank. I wake up in a pranking mood sometimes and I get their asses. I wake up hungry to prank. You know,
it's someone not a posted that like April Fools is like for unfunny people to joke.
Yeah, it's for brands to be like, guess what? We are collabing with this brand and we are doing this insane thing. It's like, oh, yeah, you got me. You should.
You got me good.
Should be fired. I don't know. And it's also it's something else that pisses me off. And this is very niche, is people in the comments of like these brands being like, I'm just I don't want to give that example because it's like a brand and they do this absurd thing and people in the comments being like, no, because why would I literally buy this? You know, it's like
I was getting so confused because like Deadline kept posting all these projects I was really excited about.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I had fallen for every single thing I'd seen on my timeline prior to that.
Yeah.
So it's like, are you telling me the truth or no? But they were. So it's just like, just wait till April 2nd to post so I don't even have to consider.
I know. Yeah. I took the day off of posting because I was like, I'm not in a fun kind of mood. I actually haven't been in a funny kind of mood in a minute and I'm not forcing it. When I start to really feel for people when I see my funny friends posting stories and stuff. And I'm like, ooh, that is not funny. You should just wait it until April 2nd.
Just take time off. Yeah.
As a metaphor, like wait till April 2nd.
Yeah. Did you see, this is what I was like, is this April Fool's, the cast of the Beatles?
Yeah. I saw the cast of the Beatles and I'm so glad you brought that up.
Did you know it's four separate movies?
No.
Yeah. It's four separate movies.
Okay, talk about printing money. Wait, I screenshotted something that I actually wanted to talk to you about. So I know that the movie is going to be...
The movie.
Who is cast? Yeah, the movies are going to be Paul Mescal.
Harris Dickinson.
Harris Dickinson, I like him. Barry Keoghan, and who else?
Joseph Quinn.
Okay. Like, obviously, hair and makeup is going to have to just go ham city with these guys. Someone posted and was like, wow, seriously, an Asian Beatle? Like, we are so woke. They're talking about Barry Keoghan. They think he's Asian. Like, the whitest type of white person and an Irish person. We have gone so woke. But someone was like, it really should have been, like, Fred Armisen. Who's our guy that we love?
Could be anyone.
Late Night with
Seth Meyers.
It should have been Seth Meyers, Fred Armisen,
Bill Hader, and Andy Samberg.
And Andy Samberg. That should have been the Beatles.
But I'm like, I'm put off as well. I really like Harris. They're all great, but like, they're too relevant right now. It's like almost feels like trendy. Where it's Beatles. Like I don't know. I needed a few unknowns in there. I'm feeling like you, but.
Brooke. I love my unknowns. It makes me almost more drawn to the movies when it's like an unknown person. Cause I'm like, I don't have any expectations for you. Blow my socks off, stranger. But I agree. I don't like that. There's prerequisites where like, I'm like, oh no, that's Gladiator. Paul Mescal is Gladiator. Like
Is in every single thing that I've ever heard of.
He signed a huge deal with somebody where it was like, you need to actually produce. He signed the Glenn Powell deal of 12 movies in a year.
Because let us not forget, he's also doing the Merrily We Roll Along film.
Yeah.
That's being filmed over the course of 25 years. Not to be confused with the recording of the show that Sony just purchased.
Oh, no, don't get it twisted.
No, okay? Please don't get that twisted.
I know. I hope. I mean, I'm not even like a huge Beatles fan. Whatever. I'm also not someone who's like, wow, they really.
You don't like the Beatles?
I'm not gonna go see it. No, I didn't say I didn't like the Beatles. I'm just not like there are massive Beatles fans. I'm not claiming to be one of them. Mm-hmm. Like I like that. I like their music. Well, I know the two of their names.
Really?
Ringo, Bingo, Shingo, and Dingo.
My God.
Joel Olstein, Ringo. What's the other one?
I mean, I don't know like what to tell you about Joel Olstein.
He's a great man.
Wait, now I'm getting confused between John Legend and John Lennon.
There's Joel Olstein.
John Lennon.
There's Joel Osteen. There's Coffee Cup.
John.
Ringo.
Paul McCartney. Ringo Starr and George Harrison.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
They should have had Justin Bieber just randomly, like a fifth Beatles. What is going on with Justin Bieber?
I was about to say, like, it sparked the idea. Like, what do you think about the phrase crashing out that everyone's using?
Now it makes sense to me. Like, he's crashing out. But I think that I don't think that he's crashing out.
No,
I feel like
crashing out is starting to piss me off because they'll just say it about, people are saying it about literally, like, someone will post literally like a picture of their lunch. Oh, he's crashing out.
Oh, he's literally crashing out right now. Oh, he's manic. He's going through an episode.
Yes, he's manic.
Oh, no.
He's crashing out.
No. He's not that Coney 2020 guy that was out like jacking off in his front yard. Like, that is crashing out.
I'm not familiar with that guy.
Oh, you should look into it. Like, the guy that was running that whole campaign was just like outside naked jerking off in the bushes.
Oh, nice.
They found him. Yeah, like, that is crashing out. Okay.
Yes.
Like, Justin Bieber being like, I'm posting a picture of my wife, you know, here. They're like, oh my God, he's literally like overcompensating. He's not obsessed with her. He's just, now him posting a picture of Hailey Bieber with the song Irreplaceable by Beyonce was questionable. And I think that was a lapse in judgment on his part.
It's not crashing out though.
No, questionable at best. Again, we have seen a crash out before. I think crashing out should be maybe, you know what? I don't give a shit. Say whatever you want. If the people of the internet, hive mind, if this is your crash out, let it be your crash out. And then we'll have to make up a new word for the next time someone jerks off in their front yard.
You know what else? What other word people are just like completely losing the plot of?
Huh?
Parasocial.
Okay, and explain. I'm gonna agree with you, but explain where you are.
I'm just gonna use us as an example, but someone will be like, I really hope Brooke and Connor are having a good day. And then someone will respond like, that's extremely parasocial of you to like have any like thoughts about their well-being. Like people are just thinking like, if you're a fan of someone, it's parasocial. Like if I was like, I'm looking forward to Justin Bieber's new album, like someone would literally be like, that's parasocial.
Okay.
Like people just think like being a fan now and like caring about someone and admiring their art is parasocial. Like we've lost that completely.
No, I agree with you.
Okay.
No, because parasocial is very different. Parasocial is the girl that followed me into the bathroom after one of my shows to be like, hey, oh my gosh, like I didn't, like I just wanted to like, I figured we'd just get some alone time.
Yeah.
For the show.
No, parasocial is like feeling like you are owed by someone that you don't know and having their actions like affect you.
Yeah.
Like, extremely,
yeah,
and such and other things like that. It's not just like being a fan, and I think that people are using it as just like, oh, they're a fan of someone, they're extremely parasocial.
Yeah. We need a word to explain when people just adopt something and then attach it to every inkling of something that's similar, because I've said that about a lot of stuff. Like, we're just throwing words around, and then you've, like, especially negative words, where it's like, this person's this, and it's like, well, no, there are really bad people that, and that is, I can't even give the example anymore.
Well, but it's also just, like, even, like, valid criticism, or just, like, I don't know, like, someone commenting, like, I miss when Brooke and Connor were in the studio together, like, okay, that, you can say that, you know?
Valid.
And we'll be like, that's extremely parasocial, and it's like, no, they can... You know, it's valid.
Well, yeah, you're allowed to
feedback. We miss it too, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, you can be a fan who wants certain things from someone you're a fan of within reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's been like tickling me recently.
No, I agree. Is it TV time?
Yeah, let's talk about TV. Can I say just like a few really quick things about other TV before we get into White Lotus?
Yeah.
I started watching this new sitcom, Mid-Century Modern. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, with your boy.
Matt Bomer.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Lane.
Yep.
And Nathan. Some Nathan, another, an additional Nathan piece.
Yeah.
Nathan Lee Graham. Okay.
Yeah.
It is. Have you ever seen The Golden Girls?
Yeah.
It's Golden Girls but gay men.
That's awesome.
But it is, it's literally like they didn't try to make it any different than that. I'm obsessed.
That's awesome.
Like literally down to like the mother. Like it is truly. And Matt Bomer's character is Betty White's character, Rose, just like sweet as sugar, dumb as rocks. Like it's just like it's not great, but it's so sweet. And I'm really enjoying it. And that's actually why I want a TV in my room.
People need TV like that.
People
like,
need TV like that.
It's not groundbreaking, but the last one ended. So like,
the last one ended. Just give me a different, give me the exact same thing in different a different font.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's nothing at all wrong with that. And I'm on board. I see there's a huge like poster for it, like 17 posters near my house in New York. So it like I see it every single day.
Yeah. I mean, it's like perfect to have on in the background. Also, a new season of Love on the Spectrum US comes out today.
Oh, okay. We're going to get some updates.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. You need to keep us abreast on Love on the Spectrum.
I will. And then Black Mirror next week.
You're going to have to, I can't watch Black Mirror because of the way that it was affecting my mental in like a weird way. Like it was giving me, maybe I could take a beta blocker and watch Black Mirror.
You've seen my favorite episode though, right? Hang the DJ.
Remind me in on that.
They're like living in what seems to be a simulation where you get paired up with someone to date and you're told exactly how much time you have together.
Yes.
And you have to like live in a house with them and
yes,
just until your relationship expires.
Yeah.
If you have not seen that, I don't pride myself on having good taste in like TV and movies and stuff like that. This genuinely truly is like one of the best pieces of television ever. I really believe that.
I might can you watch the first episode of Black Mirror and just tell me like, is it like so dark? I feel like
of the new season?
Yeah. Is it out yet?
I will next week.
It was really almost going American Horror Story vibes, Horror Stories vibes.
Yeah.
That's at one point.
I like the more like mind fucky episodes.
They're like getting really like close to what's happening.
No, that's how I'm feeling about the Hunger Games.
Oh, it's freaky.
It's very freaky and upsetting, but like that's the point.
In the same vein as I want to remind everybody, watch Veep. Another reminder to watch Veep. Little gentle push to watch Veep.
Hey, maybe now that I'm getting a TV in my bedroom.
It is a great low stakes TV show that is some of the best writing ever. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus can do no wrong ever to me. And it's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen in my damn life. So I'll say that again and I'll rewatch it at any point.
You should do a Veep rewatch podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's a good idea. Okay, should we do White Lotus?
Yeah.
To close out? Okay, you start again.
It's just like, it really is something to be said about Mike White's talent of getting people genuinely interested in a show where absolutely nothing happens. Pretty much nothing has happened all season. Nothing happened last episode, especially. And yet I'm watching and I can't watch most things. So it's really a testament to his TV making abilities, his eye, because there is not shit but fuck happening on my screen.
I couldn't agree more. I also think that like AI could never do what Mike White is doing. That being said, like I need to watch like 56 hours of this show. Like I want it to be on nonstop. Whatever chemistry it does to my brain, where like I'm so invested in these characters and they haven't even done anything.
They have truly nothing.
They haven't done jack shit.
Jack shit.
Now, something that I'm losing my mind a little bit because there's like a new community of people that have started to watch White Lotus that all they do is do theories, conspiracy theories all week. I'm a little tired of them. I wish that they had like their own version of White Lotus that like they could watch and then we could watch the intellectual version of White Lotus where we just like sit back and we may have some thoughts, but it's not like, did you see her necklace in this episode? And this means this. I'm like, I don't think that it's that. it's as conspiracy theorist vibes.
I mean, at least they're like conspiracy theorying something like White Lotus instead of like Joe Biden and is an alien, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like power to him.
Power to him. Wait, I actually saw that being said, I'm going to pull up my favorite theory.
Is it that the hotel owner's wife is actually Walter Goggins' dad?
And he transitioned long, long ago, yes. And that he was much less, like passing back in the day. And then everyone being like, well, Walton doesn't look Asian at all. And they were like, well, like, what about this celebrity? This celebrity doesn't look that Asian. And Bob's Asian. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's when I start to lose people. I'm like, okay, chill. There was a theory that somehow a lizard's going to get a gun and that's the shooter, a lizard.
Mm-mm.
Okay, wait, no, there was one.
But I think that the guy is probably his dad.
I don't know.
Because when he said his mom's name, he was like, wait, what? That's your mom?
Oh, this is the one I liked. The like hotel owner, she is going to go to the police to get them to arrest Rick. But Valentin and Guy Talk are going to think it's about the robbery. And so they're going to freak out. And Tim Ratliff is going to think that they're there to arrest him and send him back home. Greg is going to think that Belinda called the police on him and everyone will be scrambling in the mayhem of it all and results in a shootout.
Like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, I think that everyone's going to think that the police are there for them.
It's going to be the FBI too, I think. Let's get the BAU on the case.
Yeah, but then there's something weird about that Leslie Bibb. Like, there's something that we're kind of, like, overlooking there. Like, she was on the phone at 2 in the morning, you know, like, when she saw Valentin leave Jacqueline's hotel. And she also, in that first episode, was like, wait, I know the Ratliffs, you know? And so and then apparently the mom of the mom of the family was speaking, and I didn't hear this, was speaking Thai in the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
People think that she's there to frame her husband said that Leslie and her, like, they might be in cahoots Yeah, that's a little bit insane too.
There's also like so many random little things that have happened, like Parker Posey speaking Thai, just like little things that I'm like, there's no way that like all of those things are going to be tied up.
I know. And then also,
and like the blender, like they're showing the blender too much.
This is what I think about the blender.
The poison fruit too.
The poison fruit.
Like not all of these things are going to be tied up.
I could see the ass blender like being
put it in an ass blender.
Like put it in the ass blender. I think that,
like that's got to come through.
I think that the body of the person that floated up at the beginning is because of the ass blender.
That I could see.
I feel like someone got the ass blended.
That would be crazy if Mike White to show the blender that many times and have the ass blender like not do any, be involved at all.
The ass blender, every time it turned on, I almost had to mute the episode because the sound of blenders and any type of hand dryer like pissed me the fuck off so fast. I go 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Just like the sound of those and fireworks, lawnmowers, when people rev their engines.
Yeah, you have a noise sensitivity.
Yeah, and smell sensitivity. I have a personality disorder.
I don't think well, we can talk about that later. But
wait, actually, yeah, I was thinking
about disorder. But we're about done here.
We're about done here. I will be in the studio next week.
Woo!
So we're gonna do some we have a special guest.
Is the guest episode we're recording next week's episode?
It's up to you guys. I was going
to
ask.
Oh, it's up to us.
I think we, well, let's talk offline.
Okay.
But we have a guest next week and we're doing 2 episodes. So the next 2 weeks will be in person, which is going to be so nice for user 99613 on YouTube. And if not, I just don't know how to help you. So we're doing our best. Okay. Thank you for the patience. All will be well so soon. Thank you, Mimi, for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone over there at Studio 58. Wait, that's not our number, right? Okay.
We don't have a number.
Oh. Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
This week on Close Friends.
Why did I start thinking about corn on the cob in like a very real way?
Sometimes when I do see a straight man, it feels like a character from a fantasy novel. It's like this is like a like an entity that I'm not familiar with.
Brooke, you have to keep an open mind. Like maybe you might be a woman who's married to a man with a ponytail.
That was the serial killer. Connor, do you want to talk about whatever you wanted to talk about?
Like no, now that we have time to talk about it, like I don't.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.